When StoryCorps was in Fairbanks recently to help KUAC celebrate their 50th anniversary, retired state troopers Steve Heckman and Chuck Lovejoy discussed their careers as Alaska state troopers, including their work for the Tactical Diving Unit. Here, Steve discusses why they would dive, even though there were no chances of survivors.
We were asked why we would do something like this, to try to recover a person who was obviously deceased. And the reason was just to hopefully give the family some closure, to do what we could in order to assist with that. Unfortunately, most of the times, I'd have to say we probably were not successful with that. But there were occasions where we were able to recover the people who had died. I know we had an incident at Chena Lakes, close to town here, where a family had drowned. Together. They had been fishing, and I think the theory eventually developed that maybe there was a bear in the area that drove them all into the water, and they weren't able to swim, and they ended up drowning, and we were able to recover all of them. There was a family on Chena Hot Springs Road that was canoeing in a small pond, and the father was in the canoe with, I think, his wife and child. The wife and child had flotation devices, but the husband didn't, and the canoe capsized, and he was unable to swim to shore. The last thing he did was encourage his wife just to keep going with the child so that they could get out, and then he ended up succumbing to the water, and we were able to recover his body. So that was helpful to the family. So I'd have to say that was the main reason for it, was just to provide closure for the family so that they could actually have their deceased person back.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. StoryCorps in Fairbanks was made possible by a generous grant from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Denali Center. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.